The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
One hadith of the Sixth Imam about the status of Rasulullah among the prophets. He came at the end. But you know, in English we have this saying that, you know, the best is left for the last or the end. And this is what has happened here. All the Anbiya came to prepare the humanity for that final eternal message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was to be brought by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, this hadith is actually based on a concept which I can't go into detail tonight. We have talked about it before. Where when we talk about the Prophet and the Panjatan in general, especially Rasulullah, there are hadiths in our books and Sunni books, especially among the Sufis, where they talk about this concept that أَوَّلَ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ نُورِي. That there is a statement from the Prophet where he says that the first thing Allah created was my nur, my light. So when we talk about the existence of Muhammad, there are two different planes. One is the existence on the level of nur, and another is the existence on the level of this earth. When we talk about the viladat of Rasulullah, that's his, you know, what we call the mulki dimension, the worldly dimension. When we talk about the nur of Muhammad, we are talking about the malakuti, spiritual dimension. These are two different things. But to understand this hadith, you have to keep that in mind. That when the Anbiya talk about Muhammad before his worldly dimension, this is what they are referring to. They are talking about nur of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Imam is actually talking about an incident which happened in the days of Rasulullah through his forefathers. That Ata Yahudiyun al-Nabi, a Jewish fellow came to the Prophet, and he was standing there in front and looking at Rasulullah, you know, focused on him, until Rasulullah turned to him and he said, Ya Yahudiyun, ma hajatuka? You know, what do you want? Why are you looking at me this way? And he asked him a question. Anta ahfadhal am Musa ibn Imran? Are you on a higher level? You're superior? Or compared to Musa ibn Imran, Prophet Musa, al-Nabi, al-Ladhi kallamahu Allah, a Nabi with whom Allah spoke, we call him Kalimullah, Musa alayhi salam. And Allah revealed Torah on him and gave him this miracle in form of his staff. And he also parted the sea for him. And when he went with his people to the other side, you know, he even ordered the clouds to give shade to them. فَقَالَ النَّبِي, the Prophet responded by saying that it is not good for a person to praise himself. But now that you have asked this question, I will say something about myself. And then he says, إن آدم لما أصاب الخطيئة كانت توبته. When Adam got into trouble because he ate the fruit, at that time when he prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the words he used, اللهم إني أسألك بحق محمد وآل محمد لما غفرت لي. Adam prayed that, oh Allah, I ask you in the name of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad to forgive me what has happened. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. Then the Prophet says, وَإِنَّ نُوحًا لَمَّا رَكِبَ فِي السَّفِينَةِ وَخَافَ الْغَرَقِ. When Nuh embarked on the ark by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but when the rain continued, the water started rising up and up, in a way there was a fear in the heart of Nuh. And he prayed. How did he pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allahumma inni as'aluka bihaqqi Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad lamma anjaytani min al-gharaq. That, oh Allah, I pray to you in the name of Muhammad and ali Muhammad to rescue me from drowning. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rescued him. Inna Ibrahim lamma ulqiya fi an-nar. When Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown in the fire by Namrud, at that time Ibrahim prayed, Allahumma inni as'aluka bihaqqi Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad lamma anjaytani minha. Oh Allah, rescue me from this fire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the fire to become bardan wa salama, to become cool and harmless. And then he comes to Musa. His question was about Musa. Are you superior or Musa? The Prophet says, in Musa, لما علق عصاه عوجس في نفسه خيفة. When the first time in the burning bush, when Allah talked to him and he said, you know, what are you holding? And what do you do with this walking stick? He described, and then Allah said, throw it down. And it turned into a serpent. At that moment, Musa became afraid. Never seen that before. أوجس في نفسه خيفة. At that time when he became afraid, he prayed, اللهم إني أسألك بحق محمد وآل محمد لما آمنتني. And Allah, sent peace to his heart. And then the Prophet says something even more profound. He says, يا يهودي, oh the Yahud, إن موسى لو أدركني. If Musa comes to me today, ثُمَّ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِي وَبِالنُّبُوَّةِ, and he doesn't believe in me and my nubuwwah and prophethood, مَا نَفَعُ إِيمَانُهُ شَيْئًا, then his iman will be of no use to him, وَلَا تَنَفَعُ النُّبُوَّةِ, nor will his nubuwwah be of any help to him at all. And so Musa has to believe in my nubuwwah and risalat. And at the end he says, remember he mentioned Adam, Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, where is Isa? Rasulullah mentioned at the end, Ya Yahudi, wa min zurriyati al-Mahdi. O Yahud, one of my descendants is the one who will be the Mahdi. The Savior will come at the end of the time. فَإِذَا خَرَجَ, when he will appear, نَزَلَ عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمْ لِنُسْرَتِهِ. Isa ibn Maryam will descend at that time to help al-Mahdi. فَقَدَّمَهُ وَصَلَّى خَلْفَهُ. Isa will ask Mahdi to move forward in the prayers, and Isa will recite behind al-Mahdi, who is my descendant. Muhammad, أتيت بالسلام.